Blog Talk Radio.
Shit on me, what's really real is you feeling me, nigga, that hot boy shit, feeling me, nigga, word to kick of the nigga, and I ain't got time to speak the history. I miss you when I feel you missing me, gentle, but then I miss my dog. Yeah, night, I'll be
Show. I am your host, Dick Bapp, and I want to say congratulations to everybody who made it through the holiday of Thanksgiving. It is a difficult holiday for many people to get through. And so I just want to say thank you for those who made it. Thank you for those who were able to spend time with their family and their loved ones, who were able to break bread and sit down and be in front of each other. I want to say thank you. It is not always easy dealing with others. It is not always easy to deal with change. So, befitting, I want to talk about something because we're getting ready to have a great, wonderful show. First off, I want to say it is soulful. Get your chairs and get comfortable. If you're already naked, you're good. If you need to get naked, go ahead and get naked. If you got your drink, pour your drink. I got me some peach tea with some alcohol. Y'all know my motto. They don't pay me for it, so they don't get sponsored on the radio. That's all I'm going to say. But we're rocking with this nice uppity edible sponsor, Peach Tea, tonight. That is my drink of choice. Y'all know I also believe if you got them and you where you can smoke them, light them, put them in the air, you worry about your piss test on Monday. That ain't got nothing to do with me, okay, baby? So go ahead and get yourself real, real comfortable because we're getting ready to have some fun. We're getting ready to mix it up tonight. I know y'all just been enjoying this nice, thick, chocolate, raspy voice that y'all get on this show every Sunday night. But we're going to add to a little flavor tonight. We're going to do it just a little bit different. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce this person a little bit different. Production manager, don't bring them on just yet because I want them to hear my introduction about this person. I've known this person since we were teenagers. When I tell you, my nickname and our family group nickname for her has always been Mother Earth. When I tell you the energy that she gives into you, if you're not healed after dealing with her, you didn't want to get better, okay? I'm giving you someone tonight whose spirit resonates with positivity and positive balance. I'm giving you someone who believes in speaking change, not just being a change agent, as some of y'all like to call people. See, I'm a believer when a person gets a title from you, the title must be what they encompasses, not what people want to assume they accomplish. You know, we give people titles and says, oh, they're Dr. So-and-so, but they only graduated with just barely a C average enough to get there, and they don't do great. See, who you are as a character of a person speaks volume. This is a person that when you don't have nothing, she'll show up in the middle of the day. If you need a warm cooked meal because you can't eat, she'll even bring it to you. You need your kids babysit so you can go to work, she'll actually come sit at your house and clean up your house while babysitting your kids. These are all traits of a woman that I've seen do myself. So, production manager, go ahead and bring that caller on that we got sitting in the queue because I would like for her to give y'all her name herself because I would rather her tell you what her name is than me tell you her name because I can give you her accolades better. Ma'am, go ahead and tell the people who you are and tell them how they can find you all over this beautiful social media platform.
Hello, hello, everybody. Love and light. This is Yvonne Chaharina. I'm excited to be on here once again with my brother, and that was like the most awesomest introduction. Was you trying to make me cry? Like,
you know,
that was just really sweet. I was like, oh my gosh, like he's telling my business.
No. Because see, sometimes you gotta let other people talk about how great of a person you are because sometimes those who don't know you need to hear you. That's why I said tonight's show, you might want to tag everybody and you know so they can come in and listen because I'm going to talk about it. If you ever wanted to sell yourself tonight, this is the show for it.
Oh, wow.
Because we're going to talk about you and we're going to talk about life a little bit because there's a topic that I brought you on and we're going to get to that topic a little bit later in the show and we're going to cover that topic. But that topic is, what makes a man? What is a man? Is it more than just an identity? And I want to get into that topic a little bit later in the show after we get through all the things that we got to do here to pay the bills early in the show. But that's our main topic for tonight. And I wanted your opinion because let me tell you what happened to me this fine morning. For those of y'all who don't know, she got thrown on this show at the last minute. Like I texted her. Probably about 7:30 my time. And I said, Miss Yvonne, are you doing anything today? She was like, not that I know of, am I supposed to be doing anything? I know that's what she said in her head. Because she know me. I'm so random. And I love it. But I said, Miss Yvonne, can you come on the show tonight? Because I need you. And here's why I needed you. I'm going to play a song at the 9:15 break. I'm going to play a song, but this is the song that I was listening to this morning as the sun was coming up. I was sitting on the train, and I'm going to tell people, like, I don't have many big dreams, but one of our old television shows when I was a kid, and I mean, when I say kid, I mean kid, Yvonne. Like, I mean, I didn't know you yet, kid. Like, I was like 4, 5, 6. One of those good 80s TV shows. I'm not gonna say which show, but when I give you kind of the synopsis of what was going on in the in the background, it might make sense to you a little bit. So it was a train riding by, and the person was sitting on the train, and you could just visibly see the skyline in the back. This is a part of the intro commercial. I know they don't really do that anymore. Like, now the TV shows, you really, like, get straight into the TV show. But back then, kids, we used to have this thing called, like, where they would preview into the show, where you had the theme song and all of that and blah, blah, blah. They don't do that anymore. I get it. Cool. New time, we fast forward. But I was sitting on the train this morning, and you ever just sit back and realize you're actually accomplishing goals that you had when you were like 5, 6, 7 years old? Have you ever had those moments?
Yes. Yes.
And I was having one of those moments. I always said that I wanted to be in a big city. I've rode many a train, but it was something about being on the train at like 6 o'clock in the morning, seeing the skyline, knowing the oceans on the other side of the buildings. Like, I've always had that dream. And just to be up doing that at 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, completely unstressed, unbothered, unfathomed by the world, and then to realize the moment that I was in, because we're going to talk about this moment here in a minute. We're going to do some things. Black History is World History is coming up at 9:15. And I want to talk about why this Black History segment is important to me, and I need people to hear it. Because when you go through journeys, a lot of people don't understand, Yvonne, me and you, because me, you, and all of my friend circle, we always end up being in like that same synopsis, and we're gonna talk about a lot tonight. Yvonne's gonna be here all night. We're gonna cover some things. But when you get ready to sprout, and people don't understand what sprout means. When you get ready to sprout, and we're talking about gardening and farming for those of y'all who need to go. It's not the plant phase. This is not the watering phase. We're talking about the actual seed. When you actually study science and they talk about the sprout phase of the vegetable or the fruit or the whatever it is that you planted, that seed that's in the ground. When it begins to sprout, there's a magic combustion that comes over it. It's almost like a metamorphosis of like hulking out. Like, it's literally ready to grow. It's ready to do its thing. It's like when a baby's born. It's like when anything that has now been given that first breath or energy of life, it comes in radiantly. And Yvonne, we've been sitting away silently, and we're starting to sprout. You notice that?
Yes, we are. It is so true. You was right on point.
A lot of people are sprouting right now. Like, they're budding, right? Like, if you understand the interpretation and the word that I am using, this is a strong metaphor. Yvonne, you're in that wheelhouse. I know, because I thought about you this morning. You were actually the first person I thought about. The second person's coming on at 10 o'clock, but you're the first person I thought about. I said, she needs to be on at 9 o'clock. I told you be on at 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Because I wanted to get into this first hour with you, because there's some things that I want to lead people up for when we get to the 10 o'clock hour, because we're going to knock down some barriers. Commercial break. Yvonne, this is the song that I was thinking of this morning, and we're going to talk about this song and why this song is synonymous with me for Black History. This is, and we're going to talk about the person, the song, and why this song is synonymous with everything that's transpiring today. This song is specific for today. If you didn't go to church today and you need a little bit of word, this song may just be for you. So we're going to take this quick commercial break. Go ahead, production manager, mute Yvonne's mic out, and we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Oh, Lord, keep letting me know.
Manager, bring Miss Yvonne back because I want to ask her a question. This is going to be Yvonne's Black History trivia question. Are you ready?
Uh-oh. Okay.
Now, the song that we was just listening to is "I Shall Do" by John P. Key. Now, I'm going to give you a lot of information that's going to make this very easy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This was 1995 fall. I was in a blue Cadillac. I was leaving 4957C Cordes Street, and I was on my way to church on a Sunday morning. Do you know why that song is synonymous with that vision?
Oh, wow. You really gonna make me think about that. 1995, like, you're making me go back. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. It was Sunday. I know I went in the car going to church with you. Oh, goodness. And you were going to church.
I was going to church.
You was driving your mama?
No. I was in the back seat.
It was just you.
My mama was driving. Shaquana was actually in the front seat. Me and Richonda was in the back seat. Matter of fact, I was on the back passenger side.
I feel bad because I can't remember. I mean, I know the car and stuff, and always remember seeing, you know, going to church on Sundays and stuff, but I don't remember what happened.
That was the day that we met.
Are you serious? We met in school. What?
No, we met on the Sunday. You forgot we lived in the same neighborhood.
I know, we stayed right down the street, like six houses down from each other.
We didn't meet at school. We met. I was riding in the back seat of the car. We was coming back from church. My mom was playing that song, screaming from her lungs. And when I went, as we was riding by, I saw you, Star. It was like you, Star, the twins, and so it was like a whole group of y'all outside laughing and joking. And I got out the car and I came down and I introduced myself that day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it was you, the twin, Star, Sabrina, Jerome, like the whole, like it was, you know how we used to do, like it was like literally.
And you
like
said you were going
like,
to church? You sure you weren't coming back from church?
Or coming back from church.
If all of us is out there, had to be coming back from church.
Yeah,
because
back from
by the time everybody's
like,
coming back from church, I've even started cooking.
Yeah, it was about three because, you know, my mama had to stay. We had to stay after four something and go eat somewhere, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was it. But that was the
oh
day.
Oh, my God.
That song was playing. That was the last song that I listened to the day we met.
Wow. Oh, my
and
God.
And that song was so – and the reason why it made me think about, like, this morning just really had me in a moment today is because – when I thought about what makes a man, one of the first men that I ever thought about was your father.
Oh, good Lord.
For his good – no, because even for his goodness and his shortcomings, the one thing that you can say that Mr. Biden believed in is that a man provides and take care of his family, whether he lives in the house or outside of the house. There's no excuse.
Sure.
That was one of the first lessons I ever learned about what a man is supposed to look like. It does not matter the relationship with the mother. You do the best you can every time.
Yeah.
That was his answer. Every time. Not sometimes.
Yeah, back in
the, every time.
Yeah, back in the day, you know, retired sergeant, first class sergeant Benton had some pretty good advice back in the day that you have to look at now, and you can go, damn, Dad told me that shit. Like that's,
yeah, yeah.
That's how you look at it. You be like,
I quote that man regularly, and that's why I said, people ask me, how
don't
did you know
that? Don't tell him that, though. His head gets so big, don't tell him.
No. But people ask me all the time, they're like, how did you know Yvonne was going to be? I said, I know her parents. They're like, what? I know her parents. I said I can tell you the kids from the stock. Yvonne is the focused, driven Pisces. She'll go getter, but sometimes afraid of her own shadow. William is hot headed, tempered. His mouth is out of control, all the time, but he has a heart out of this world. Christina, the wild child. Did I go wrong?
Nope, you got everybody right on the head.
This is my family.
Right on the head.
This is my
family. Family, hell.
And people miss the importance of your family is not always blood, but, baby, understand, this person right here will tell you, every time I had touched down in Tennessee, I came and found her.
Yep, every single time.
That was my sister.
It didn't matter if I was married, single, whatever, every single time. And I dare somebody to say something.
Excuse me, sir, I'm here to see my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I know her brother. Call her mama then if you feel some type of way.
For real. Let her tell you.
Let her tell you.
Call Mama L and ask her if that's her kid. Go ahead.
Because I tell people all the time, you know, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and they was asking me, they was like, you always talk about how successful you are. I said, it's not about money. And they're like, I mean, it's not about money. Go talk to the people who know me, and they will tell you it's not about the money.
If you take and only grade your success by money, then you are a very lonely soul in this world. Just lonely. Just done for. If that's how you grade your success. Just done.
Not about the money.
Uh-uh.
Like, Yvonne don't understand. I tell people one of the greatest experience that I ever had was from 95 to 99. I don't know, like, and I tell people this all the time. You can say what you want to about Fort Campbell, your experience at Fort Campbell or whatever, but there was something about Cordell Street that's special to me.
That was awesome, yes. It was not like any other experience. It was so unique. It was a family. It was this crazy, unorthodox, mixed up, big old melting pot of family. No matter what you were going through, everybody might have found out about it or didn't, however it went. But, you know, you were still family. Like, at the end of the day, there was still somebody that had your back. At the end of the day, if you were crying, there was somebody sitting there with you with a box of tissue talking about, it's all right. You're going to make it.
Baby.
We're going to go meet up whoever made you mad later, but you're going to be all right. It was a great experience.
Listen, I tell people all the time, these hands are certified. That's the only thing, don't play with them. Don't play with these hands, man. Don't play with these hands.
Don't play, Yvonne, baby. Don't play.
Give me a song to take us to break, man. Give us a song. What's one of your favorite songs of all time?
Oh, wow. The Fugees rendition. I can't even speak. Rendition of Killing Me Softly.
I knew you was going there. Listen, I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and I was telling them, I said, you know, the problem that I have with a lot of the entertainment and the media stuff that's out there, which is why I'm launching my media company in January, is because I think for our age group, I think there's a very misrepresentation of what 80s and 90s hip-hop and R&B was supposed to look like. And, like, I just – how they talk about it is – like, they only talk about the gangster shit. And I'm like, we were culturally deeper than that in the 90s.
Yes, they forgot all about that. They, like, if you sit back and really listen at the songs that we were listening to and what they were saying, all of the real R&B songs, if you really sit back and listen to something, we were waking up and getting deep.
It was art.
Mm-hmm.
Pure art.
It was really beautiful.
Listen. I'm gonna go sit myself in this video real quick. So I'm gonna just let y'all know, for those of y'all who don't know how this video was set and you've never seen the actual video because you're not old enough, you have to start off being in a movie theater, okay? Picture all of this taking place in a movie theater before the movie gets ready to start. Ready, go.
Drumming my pain with this sound, painting my life with this sound, telling it softly with his song, killing it softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing it softly.
With his song. Yo, this is my left Roswell. Little baby sitting up here on the bench. While I'm on this road, I got my girl L. One time. Hey, yo, L, you know you got some lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes. Coming my pain with me.
Yvonne, you know they don't know nothing about that right there. about that right there, right there, right there, right there. Because in order to actually, that song, production manager, go ahead and bring Yvonne back in. In order for them to actually understand that song, like, they, you got to actually sit back first. You got to understand the greatness of who that song, they actually got permission to do that song from. First off.
True, very true.
She personally, see, what people don't understand, let's talk about music. She personally went and went and sought permission from the great Roberta Flack and her production team to be able to cover that song. First off, she gave respect, and she did that song justice, number one. I tell people all the time, it is hard. Listen, it is hard to take somebody else's song that was already a number one and shoot that bitch over the fucking moon and do it your own way. That is difficult.
Well,
very few people in history have done that. Like, I mean, done that great. Like y'all don't understand. Like, Dolly Parton loved Whitney Houston. Do you not understand how much money Dolly Parton made because of Whitney Houston?
I know.
Like, I need y'all to understand. Covered two of the greatest songs of all time that Dolly Parton put out and turned them bitches into certifiable number one again. That's the same thing here. So, like, when people, like for the young generation, let me go ahead and let me explain this to you, and I'm going to say this. The reason why Lauryn Hill gets to be as great as she is I need you to understand, she has one. I need y'all to count them. One solo album, okay? Her one solo album, one, is top five all time of album record sales for a rap album because she's one of the few hip-hop rap artists to ever release an album that went diamond. We
that
know
album
the list of-
is straight out awesome. Like, there is no other way. You can't, it's hard to put a word on that album, okay?
Like,
oh, my God, I love that album.
Like, that's, I can listen to that album front to back. Even the skits make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need y'all to understand. This is when people made albums, not skits. Not songs just cute for the radio or songs cute for the internet, TikTok, social media, ringtones. We ain't talking about all that other shit that y'all get credit for. We talking about old school album sales. That album is diamond, certifiably. So you can go wiki that. When Nicki, Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion, when any of them get a diamond album, come back and holler at me. How do y'all determine what the GOAT status is, bitch? That everybody want to talk about album sales. Since everybody want to talk about album sales, that one's diamond. Give me diamond from anybody in y'all's generation, and I'll wait.
You know, we'd be about 100 by the time we get done waiting, right?
That bitch is diamond. Like, listen, that bitch is, y'all don't understand. I love that album. Listen, and my favorite song on there is To Zion. That's my favorite. Listen, y'all.
Oh, yes. Oh.
I will sit in the corner and cry to that bitch.
That, oh,
I'm a grown-ass man. I ain't even did what day it is. Thank God what day it is ain't even that long today. Let's get to what day it is. We can come back to Lauryn Hill, because now I want to play To Zion now. Because that, like, see, you don't see Soulful Sunday. You're gonna get me there. Let's do what day it is. Let me pull this shit up before I get in trouble with the production manager for not doing my job. Okay. Today is National French Toast Day.
Really?
Yeah, today was National French Toast Day. You know, I made Elizabeth's actual French toast for the first time last week, which is weird that it's today. Like, for the first time ever, like, I made her homemade French toast sticks. When I tell you, she smashed the shit out of them bitches.
Mm-hmm.
And like, but I made them toddler proof, and then I also made them to where you didn't need honey or syrup. You know what I'm saying? Like I made them to where so I made them hand sized. So I made them sticks. So you know, I chopped them up and made them sticks, but they were hand sized. They were safe friendly, but I mean, all the flavor was in the you know, in the bread. So she smashed that 2.2. And you know, like I was surprised, like, cause she's a texture baby, so I was kind of, you know, I was worried.
Oh, okay.
You know? Yeah, she will throw some shit to the side real quick and be like, I don't give a fuck how great it may be, I don't want this shit.
But I'm not eating it. Mm-mm.
Oh, she's her father's child. She is a hot mess when it comes to food. Like when she eat apples, she chews the apple up and just spit the rest of that shit out. I just wanted the juice. That's like she's a mess. So when I make food now, it's funny. I literally make food to impress a 2-year-old.
Dang.
Like,
she is your food critic now.
Like I just thought about that shit. Like I really thought about that. Like I make food to impress a fucking 2-year-old. I don't really care about how nobody else feels. If she's not satisfied, like, even with my wife, like, I know my wife's going to love it because she always like, you're extra anyway. So you're the type of person that go in there and somebody be like, let me get a grilled cheese, and you come back with a grilled brioche bun.
Ooh, one with Gouda.
With.
Yeah, with the Gouda on it and stuff. Yeah.
See, stop. Shout out.
If you don't make a grilled cheese, you gotta do it right.
Whew. Yvonne. I want to say shout out to my wife for this, though, making me stay consistent with my catering business. Shout out to her for that.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was really going to give up on that. Like, I was really.
Thank you,
Mrs. Fat. She was like, listen, of all the skills you got, I don't give a fuck what else you do. What you do in this motherfucking kitchen is special.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank her for that because I was going to give that because I just. You know, when you see, and this is a part of why I was thankful about this morning, and this is why I wanted you on. When your relationships with people are important, and, you know, I'm going to be real transparent, like, for people who don't know me. Like, this, for Yvonne gets this. She's been around me forever. Like she know when to like slap the shit out of me and be like, shut the fuck up, you know better. Like, the rest of y'all can't do that now. I'll punch the rest of y'all in your teeth, but she done been through some stuff, so she know me a little bit better. But I'm for those who don't know me, I'm hard on myself. Like, I mean, like sometimes that's my biggest fault. Would you agree, Yvonne?
Yeah, because we're all kind of like that, son. You a little extra on it, but you know sometimes we're all our worst critics. But yours
hold on. You don't get the brief. I hear what you're trying to tell the people. Fuck them right now. You talking to me. The fuck you mean? I'm a little extra with it.
You're a little extra hard on yourself, but that's partly what drives you. You know what I'm saying? Like some people can take in. Just talk to themselves in a real light way, you know, to motivate themselves or whatever. But then you got people like us that if they really listening on a conversation we were having with ourselves about something we doing, they'd be like, why you got to be so mean and harsh? Because isn't some people like us, we can't do that real soft stuff. We don't do that, okay, come on, you can do this, honey.
Yo.
You got this. We don't do that.
It's crazy, right?
Go ahead, bro.
Okay. It's crazy you say that because about 2 months ago, I was on a business call and I needed to ride the bike. I scheduled it at the wrong time, realized I had to, you know, be somewhere, so I had to get on the bike to go. And so I thought I had muted my phone. And so I was, you know, riding my bike and saying what I normally say to myself. And the dude just came back and he was like, yo, what have you been doing like the last 20 minutes? And I'm like, I was riding my bike. He was like, you do realize you never muted the phone. So I heard what you were saying to yourself the whole time. He goes, that's what you say to yourself when you ride the bike? And I'm like, yes, it's one of my favorite movies. And he goes, so to motivate myself, I always go back to the Major Payne movie when he was calling the boy Tubby Tubby.
Oh!
So I'm always like, come on, Tubby Tubby. One Tubby Tubby. And I just be picking at myself. But it motivates me. It makes me go hard. It's funny to me, but to other people, like, they think that I'm being real disrespectful. But that movie was comedic genius to me. Like, that movie is funny. Like, if you just want to watch a family hearting good laugh that doesn't have too much extraness to it, that's a great movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie. But it reminds me of my childhood living with Monroe. Like, I'd be like, gosh, the drill sergeant. Like, that was my dad. Come on, get up, let's go, move. So sometimes I have a little flashback, but I still love the movie.
Listen, I tell people all the time, it wasn't my daddy, it was my mama. Like, y'all don't understand that lady was serious. Woo, Jesus, all right. You know what, we're going to go ahead. We're not going to take a commercial break. We're going to do our next part of the day, which is birthdays. Y'all know we got to get the birthdays in, so we're going to go ahead and start. Let's go ahead and start back. What day is it? Today is, but we got a lot of days here. Let's see. Let me get this list together because she sent me some days. Jesus. All right. Let me get to the beginning. All right. So we have Carmeletta Jeter's birthday was on the 24th. So we're gonna go from the 24th and we're gonna make our way to today. So on the 24th we have Carmeletta Jeter, Don Robinson, Damon Evans. I don't know who that is. He's not famous enough. Him neither. Jimmy Graham. Ooh, Scott Joplin. If you don't know who Scott Joplin is, you might want to do some research. I'm not going to give y'all his history, but you might want to do your research if you don't know who that is. The Big O's birthday. I don't know who that is either. He's not. Ooh, Terry Lewis. If you don't know who Terry Lewis is, you don't like. You got to go ahead and get your whole black card revoked. Like you can't celebrate nothing R&B if you don't know who Terry Lewis is. Like,
that's cold blooded, bro. That was just cold blooded. Don't do that.
You can't disrespect the gods, man. Like Terry Lewis.
Well, it's like this. Everybody loves music, but they don't always know who's behind all the good stuff. They don't know the behind-the-scenes people. They really be writing these songs and stuff.
No, that nigga was on the stage with a guitar and a big coat. No, man, fuck behind the scenes. I mean, I understand we're going to talk about that too, but bitch, he was on the stage. So if you don't know who the fuck that nigga is, you don't know music. Like, bitch, you can't say you didn't see that nigga. Like, you wasn't blind. Like, there's a whole reason. Like, nigga, you say the name when you say the goddamn group anyway. All right, anyways, let's keep it moving. All right, Donovan McNabb, shout out to Donovan McNabb, man, one of the greatest throw-up quarterbacks in Super Bowl history. All right, we got Jamie Grace, Eric Sermon. Man, shout out to Eric Sermon, man. His song Music, if you've never heard that song, you need to go really check that song out. That's one of my favorites. That's actually in my top 100. He paid homage to a great legendary musician doing that song. So I'm just tell you to go check that out if you don't know who that is. Shout out to the girl. I mean, the legs and all. I didn't know. So we are on November the 26th. Did not know this, but first of all, on that day, we're going to give a shout out to my mom. That's her birthday as well. So shout out to my mother. Whew. But I did not know she shared a birthday with this. I didn't know she shared a birthday with this amazing lady. Like, this is one of my favorite entertainers of all time. I mean, I call her Legs. I don't even say her name. She's just Legs. She's always been Legs. She's the reason why I fell in love with Legs. She is my infatuation. Yes, ma'am.
That's my girl, baby.
Yes, ma'am. She is legs personified.
Yes, yes, she is like, the legs, baby. There
I
ain't
mean,
no,
don't get me wrong, the woman can sing, but her legs, Jesus.
Baby, can't nobody should be like Tina. Okay. Come
so,
on now.
I can never say her fucking name. The girl from the Jamie Foxx show. Ah, the black girl. I can never say her fucking name right.
Oh, the model?
Yeah, you know, the one with the French name.
Yeah, the one that Jamie liked in the show. Oh, Lord, I can't ever say her name right, but
yeah,
I know I want to
say her name right, but her birthday, too. Yeah, I'm. See, you know how black folks do. We give you context. But what I'm not going to do is fuck up her show, her name, because I'm a believer in trying to get people's names right. I hate when people get people's names wrong. These other couple of people, I don't know them. They're not that famous enough for me. Ellen White, Sean Kemp. Listen, Mr. Nasty himself, Sean Kemp, because when I tell you, when that man jumped and dunked on you, ooh, when they throw the lob, he just, oh, he go get it so pretty. Marshall Taylor. Marshall Taylor is a really good story. You should really read about him. A lot of things that I do when it comes to bicycle riding, I actually did get that. I studied a lot about Marshall Taylor. He was a very competitive and very good bike rider, so that's something you might want to look up for Black History. Lil Fizz's birthday. I don't know who the fuck that is. We're going to keep moving. Danny Welbeck. Dizzy Wright, and then Avery Bradley wrapping up the 26. Man, this is why I love, what's this? What sign is this? Sagittarius, we at? Is it Sagittarius? Yeah, I think we're in Sagittarius. Then Capricorn?
Mm-hmm.
Yvonne? We in Sagittarius?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sagittarius. Okay.
I think it's, yeah, Sagittarius.
See, Sagittarius are the loving, crazy kind. I need y'all to understand. They love the shit out you, but they will kill you. But they love you first. They will arts and romance. They will arts and romance the shit out you, but they will stab you. Okay? Just need you to understand.
Yeah, they love real hard.
Okay, so let's go. I had to preference that because when we start giving some of these names, I need y'all to see the correlation of some of these people. I need you to see both extremes, okay? All right, so started with November the 27th, Robin Gibbons. Okay. Jimi Hendrix. Jaleel White. James Avery.
Uh-oh.
Twista.
What?
I don't know who the person, I don't know who that person is. Shawnee O'Neal. On the 28th, Rashir Gray. Trey Songz. Michael Blackson.
Hey, Trey.
Jarvis Landry. Style C. Chameleonaire. Barry Gordy. Olivia Rowe. Oh, wow. Really? Really?
What?
Samuel Monroe Jr. Okay, first off, I'm going to just give you his name, and then I want y'all to go Google him. This is Sagittarius personified. Samuel Monroe Jr. Just go look him up.
Ain't that Samuel got her real name?
Samuel Monroe Jr. is Sagittarius personified. If you know who he is and you know the roles and characters he's played, it makes sense. You can see the devil in his eyes. It's okay.
Oh, it do. Yeah, it do. I'm Googling, yeah. Because that boy cuckoo.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh.
I didn't recognize the name, but I recognized the face. As soon as I saw him, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Sagittarius. It makes sense now. Okay, I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
Oh,
I understand.
All right.
Oh, thank you for the manager. Her name was Fancy or Garcelle. So, you know, I don't like messing up people's names, man. Like, I'm horrible with that, y'all. But we're gonna get ready to take a commercial break. Yvonne, first off, tell us what we got going on with Ash Emporium for the holiday season. Give us a commercial break real quick.
All right, everybody. I want you to head on over to AshEmporiumET.com. Get you some tea, baby. We have got tea for cold and flu season. Go on over there, become a full member of the site, and get you a membership. Why? It's free. It's free until January 1st. So go ahead and get your membership and get your free shipping on your tea so you can be set for the cold and flu season, all right?
I'm going to take y'all a little country. This is one of my favorite songs. When this is actually one of my favorite artists out of my home state. But this song, whenever I'm trying to kind of change my mindset and where I've been and what I'm going through, and I just want to go sit on the beach and I want to be in a more positive place, this is one of the songs that I play. And believe it or not, it's a rapper. But we're going to go ahead and turn up a little bit. Let's jam out. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
When it spoke to me, just the sound of the voice. Said a chill to my body, and I was there. I tried to deny the ways I was feeling, 'cause the world had me all messed up, controlling my decisions. Had me at the point where I hated who I was. Something had a hold on me and wouldn't budge off. I felt myself sinking into the soul. Now all I can say, help me, Lord. And by God, it hurts. I know it hurts that y'all spoke to me. Just the sound of my voice. Spoke to me. Sound of his voice. Said a chill to my body. Now I was there. Yeah. Just when I thought it was over. Yeah. I was about to go in the towel. Yeah. My heart was getting with the burden and the fear, the burden of the world, and not being able to fly. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you must be crazy. Stand up. Good God, bend up. Ain't that the truth? You better stand up,
thank you.
was born. Shed a tear into my body. And I was dead. When you spoke to me. Just the sound of his voice. Spoke to me. Sound of his voice. Said a chill in my body. And I was
all right, y'all, we are getting ready to get into the meats and potatoes of the night show. Before we go ahead and get into this this great epic topic, I want to go ahead and have the production manager bring in both lines because our 10 o'clock guest has now arrived as well. And so now we're getting ready to get into the meats and potatoes of why I needed both of these two beautiful ladies here tonight. So y'all already know Yvonne's been on the air with us. Say hi, everybody, to Yvonne. Yvonne, say hi to everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Yes. But what we're getting ready to get into is the reason that I needed y'all to be here is because, see, sometimes when you know what you need to give the people, you got to bring a little bit of backup. Because, see, a lot of times when I say a lot of things, a lot of people think that it's coming from left field. So what I would like to bring to you is I need you to understand I'm bringing you a person who, first off, is a gift at taking care of people. Her absolute number one gift is being there, to be a stand-in, to be an intercessory, to be a gap filler, to be a person who bridges when things just don't go right. That is her innate ability for people. She does this better than anybody that I know. She takes in energy. She processes energy. She gives it back to the gods, the spirits, and wherever it needs to go to. And it took her a while to process this gift. She's been through medical training. She's been through ministerial training. She's been through earthly training. She's been through spiritual realm training. This is none other than our great friend and the owner of Motivation Magnified, Tanya Lewis. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, everybody.
Ooh, we're going to get cracking here tonight because I needed y'all ladies. And here's why. Because I'm going to get off the mic here for a minute because I want to hear you ladies talk tonight. And I didn't want to preface it with a lot of things that I had to say. Yes, we covered the topic a little bit. But I wanted to hear from you ladies, and y'all can go in whatever order y'all want to go in. Y'all can dialogue. Y'all can talk about it. But here's what I want us to talk about tonight. What is a man to you? How do you identify a man? What qualities, traits, and attributes do you look at when you see a man? Not a boy, not a kid, not someone trying to replicate a man, but a man. When you're looking for those qualities of a man, how do you identify them? What are they? Ladies, the floor is y'all.
Well, I guess I'll get started. I mean, I guess I'm kind of rusty almost because it's been a while since I had to look at another man outside of my husband. So I guess I just have to identify with my own damn man. How about that?
Okay, let's go. Tell me about Mr. Lewis. When you look at Mr. Lewis, the man, what do you see?
I see him as a spiritual figure only because it was his energy that attracted me to him. Now, granted, my husband is very pleasing to the eye. I mean, he has,
I'm going to go back to the 90s, no homo, okay? Listen, I walked over to my best friend one day. I said, listen, girl, listen, I understand why you married your husband. The man can cook. The man can dance his ass off. He got all types of trades. And he's fine. The last part is and he fine. Like, people don't even understand. That's really not even his best trait.
Yeah.
Like, it's a great trait. But go ahead. You tell us about your man. Tell us about your man.
No, I see him as a spiritual being. He is our alpha. You know, he had to be able to move into that place as head of household. His intellect is really unparalleled. We have been married for over 15 years, and we still stay on the phone for hours because we have that much to talk about. I love conversations. You have to be able to hold an intelligent conversation with me. It is just so attractive to know what you're talking about. And to be able to talk about a plethora of things, not just one thing. We all know he knows music, but it's the financial savviness of it. I mean, throughout the years, we've learned how to become financially savvy or what have you. And we could talk about we can build together. We can talk about our 3-month plan, talk about our 5-year plan, talk about these crazy ass kids of ours. We could talk about our work. We could talk about things that are completely unrelated. Conversations just happen and they continue to flow. And the continuity of that conversation means everything to me.
Let me ask a question while we're here. You talked about conversation, and I love that because a lot of people don't understand, and I tell my wife all the time, people get mad at me. I said the greatest term that the VA ever taught me was continuity of care. I need y'all to understand I'm a believer in it, okay? So when I start talking about the word continuity, one thing that you have to understand is when you're putting together a continuity plan, the most important conversation is the crucial conversation, the critical conversation, the things that you don't want to say to your mate. How does he address that? And as a man, how does he make himself available to you?
Well, if there's one thing that we have learned is something what we term as active listening, which is listening with the intent of hearing what the other person has to say versus listening with the intent of responding.
Okay.
And what that looks like for us, it's almost like I can only term it in the terms of, let's just say you're holding a silent talking piece. And if I'm holding that talking piece, I have the floor, and I have the floor until I decide to surrender the talking piece. We learn to honor that in each other to where it's I'm not interrupting him when he's speaking, and he's doing the same for me, not interrupting me when I'm speaking. But those crucial conversations that need to be had, first of all, we have to set them up. So we know if we're having a crucial conversation, if it's something like hella heavy, we know we need to be in the vehicle, driving, probably some Raheem Devon in the background on the radio. We have to set the tone for those conversations.
Listen, I tell people all the time, I say, y'all need to understand, I love my best friend, but in a personal relationship, she's aggressive. So there's no you. Like, people like they're like, because people who don't know your husband, and if they look at your husband from the outside, they're going to see what appears to be a relatively passive man if they don't know him. And I say that is because people get a misconception of a person being relaxed and being comfortable in himself, in his surrounding, and the wherewithal. And a lot of people don't understand what that word means. Please go look that up. But in the wherewithal of things that is him, being knowledgeable and open to it, when a man is that comfortable, he's comfortable. You don't have to fake comfortable. Like, you can really tell. Like, I tell people all the time, I've been around Corey. Look, my relationship with Corey is so great as a person. I can tell when Corey's uncomfortable. I'm like, Tanya, you know we're getting ready to leave soon, right? She'd be like, what? Look at your husband. She'd be like, well, I said, in 5, 4. Okay, let's everybody go get in the car. And I love it because he's honest enough to express, babe, I know you wanted to do this, but, hey, we did it. I'm not happy with what I see here. Let's go. And I love it. It's powerful. Like, And the reason why I need people to hear this is because these are women describing men. As a man, it's easy for me to talk about, I do these things. But this is a woman saying her relationship with her husband. Yvonne, let me ask you a question. And I want to bring Yvonne in here for a second with this, because Yvonne has been married. Yvonne, is it okay if I tell a little bit of your story here as we talk to the people?
Yeah, it's all
okay.
Right.
So Yvonne's been married twice. This is Yvonne's second marriage. But in Yvonne's first marriage, Yvonne was married to a black man, and in her second marriage, Yvonne is married to a not African-American man, but still indigenous. I want to say it that way so for our sensitive people, because there are people out here who are going to make a very distinct determination of word choices these days. I want to make sure that we don't offend anyone. So let's clear that first. And this relationship with this man, what made it significant about the relationship in the man that you saw that made you connect so directly to him?
His respect. Flat out,
you said,
down, Joe's respect. His respect for himself, mm-hmm. and for others. That's a big thing. Oops, sorry, I'm a dog bark. That's a big thing for me is respect. How he treats folks and how he expects to be treated. And the big thing, too, you know, Mama used to always tell me, you look at him how a man treats his mama. You kind of get an idea how he's going to treat you. And there's a big respect level there for his mom and for family. That's the big thing. My thing is it's always been for me, respect. If you're going to talk to me, you're going to talk to me respectfully. If you talk to me off the side of your neck, baby, get ready for me to chop your head off. I need you to talk to me like you got some sense. I need to hear respect in your voice. I need to see respect in your actions and how you're dealing with me and how you're dealing with other people, because that tells a whole lot about somebody right there. On the character of that person is you see how they're treating people, that respect, how they're talking to a female that's just a friend, a coworker, or whatever. If he call her a cunt, guess what? He going to call you one.
Yeah.
And if that's how you want to be treated, then go on, boo-boo, go on over there. But that right there ain't for me. I need him to say, excuse me, miss, to me when he first meet me. I need him to be respectful of my space when he's approaching me. I need all that. And it's not just being a gentleman. That's just being a respectful person, period, when you're talking to somebody or getting to know someone. So that was the one of the big main things. And the second was just because he was just family-oriented. And no matter what was going on, that was his thing, was his family. Being there the best way that he can and providing the best way that he can for his family, being present in their lives, even if it's just as a moment that where he can be there, no matter what it is, he wants to make sure he's present.
You know, it's funny because so many things that you said, I mean, they resonate. Like, you don't understand, like, I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm sitting here thinking of everything that I would tell somebody what a man is and should be, and I'm hearing you describe these. I'm listening to both of my friends describe men that women should literally, and I don't say this to be mean, but, like you should almost be disrespectful to, like, almost get their attention. So you can say, hey, listen, let me get you off the market. You know what I'm saying? And I need people to understand. It's because there's an attack right now. And people may miss this, but there's an attack on just being a man. Like, masculine energy when it comes to being in a man is so under attack. And I tell people all the time, there is nothing wrong with a man being masculine, and there's nothing wrong with a man being effeminate. The problem is you have to learn how to marry to both of them and be able to walk in both of those. I tell people all the time, most people, and they're both probably going to laugh when I say this. Most people thought I was gay when they first met me. They used
to. No, I was on mute. I was on mute.
Me too, girl. Me too.
See? It's unanimous. See, I tell people all the time, and until you get around me and get to know me, most people, when they first meet me, they're like, yo, I just, he got to be gay. And I'm like, no. Nah. Like, really like vagina. Like it probably more, probably a little bit more than I should, but really like vagina. But anyway, it's one of those things where I need people to understand this. I'm trying to get people to understand that you can't define a man based off of clothing. You can't define a man based off of music. You can't define a man based off of taste in food. You can't, you can't taste some food. I'm going to take that one back.
Please do, because if he ain't got no taste buds, I can't be around.
I'm going to have to take
I
that
was about
back.
To say, I like to taste my food, and if he can't taste his food, we got a whole problem.
Listen, because me and my wife had a conversation today. Let me say this, because I had a conversation with my wife, and y'all know I'm disrespectful when it comes to food. And I love my wife, and this is no disrespect to her, but and she was like, I was joking, and I was like, telling her one of the things that my mom had said to me, and my mom always joked and says, yeah, you got to always have a wife that likes food. I said, no, Ma, I got to have a wife that can cook food. She was like, and like food. I said, no, if she can't cook it, I don't give a fuck if she like it. I need you to understand. I'm going to go buy the food. I need her to be able to cook it. If she's going to tell me we going to a restaurant to go eat some shit that one of us should be able to make and I know I can make it, oh, she got to be able to know how to make it too. Because I'm going to be mad as fuck if you think I'm going to cook every day. Every day? Tanya, you got to understand. Tanya, we are people who can cook, and we are around people. We come from families who make wonderful spreads of food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yvonne.
Yeah.
We come from families who've been cooking since cooking on wood burned stones and pits and putting food in the ground and hanging meat out the dry. Like, we've been cooking since cooking's been cooking, and you finna sit here and tell me that I'm finna go marry a woman who can't teach my child at least how to make a pot of grits the right way?
Come on now.
My brain.
Like, the one thing that I tell any woman, I said, baby, I'm gonna need your man to have at least one of two things. He needs to either have a degree or he needs to have a trade. There's no excuse for not having one or the other.
Ooh, say that again for the people in the back.
If you want to talk about what a man looks like, he should have one or the other. He should have or working to obtain a degree or own a business, because those are equal, or he should have a trade and or own the trade. Those are equal. If that's not the conversation we're having, baby, you're dating a boy. He's looking to grow up. His focus is not on growing up. I don't give a fuck because he makes $77,000 in a year. Bitch, if he just got the $77,000 in a year because he progressed through that job, bitch, when he get fired, there's no guarantee he's walking back into $77,000. But first off, is it really about his money or is it about his skill? Because a lot of the men that y'all are seeking or going after, they don't have any real skill. After you get past the flash in the pants and the nice clothes and the nice car and the ability to play video games and their love for anime, what they got left?
They is empty. Empty as a glass vase. Just empty.
They don't have the ability or the patience to go sit on the couch. Why'd you go take care of the elderly and the sick and shut-in in your own family?
Honey, they're supposed to be right there with you helping you do it. Because that's the kind of man I got. I don't know about nobody else's man.
No, I'm talking
but
about. I'm not talking about the men we value. I'm talking about the men they value. Because I'm listening to people talk about the quality of the man, and I'm like, if you're going to sit back and come to me, I had to explain this to a friend of mine the other day. If you're going to come to me to complain about the man that's in your life, then he has to be of quality. You can't keep complaining to me about a man that is not of worth.
Come on now. Why have we been teaching the same thing for the whole week? Come on. Come on.
You can't keep coming to me. Now, you can keep coming to me after you leave him and you crying and we trying to keep you from going back to the mistake. That you can call me for. But you can't stay there and continue to stay there. You can't take up residency in hurt and then expect to not be hurt.
Yes, come on.
I've been grounding all
the same
because
thing.
I've been hurt. I've been grounding all week because I've been hurt. Not because I've been hurt because I told myself everything that I was. Yvonne, when did I? What age was I said I was going to be when I got ready to retire?
Oh, you was retiring early. I know you was like, you probably going to be, I think it was like 45 or something like that. You said you was retiring
nope, 40.
Early.
40.
Oh, 40. Well, see, I had it in 40. I just remember
how
you
old,
said when you were a kid, you was retiring
I?
Early.
How old am I?
Let's see, I'm 40. Well, shit, we go 40 now.
My retirement party
we,
is
we
January
almost
the 19th. My retirement party is January the 19th.
You so serious. You
dead ass.
You ain't never let this go since we were kids. You were so serious. He's retiring, y'all. He is retiring.
These are my dreams. These are my dreams. And people get mad at me when I said I'm not going to let Tanya laughed at me when I said, hey, I'm getting married and we having a baby. She was like, oh, I guess you're going to put everything on hold. I said, no, ain't shit stopping my dreams. I know what I said. And for 2 years, I killed myself. My best friend will tell you, Tanya, how much time have we spent in the last 2 years?
Maybe 2 hours.
We've been grinding.
And that's being lenient. That's being lenient.
We've been grinding. January the 19th, I'm retired. If you, listen, I told the wife, if they want me, they got to pay to get me off the couch. If it's not running these businesses, that's it. It's business. Other than that, you must be calling because you want to laugh. Don't invite me to shit. I'm not showing up to nothing that I got to pay for because I'm retired. I'm running my businesses. That's it. Running my businesses is my retirement package. And the reason why I say that is because as a man, I tell people all the time, like, I know both of the two of you men have, like, just crazy. They got goals for tomorrow. I guarantee you both of your men got goals for something that they got to accomplish tomorrow.
Okay.
Regardless of how minuscule the task is, whether it's, ooh, I got to get up and I got to drop the kids off at daycare, at school, I got to pick somebody up from practice, they have something that's on their schedule that is for their family that when you put it on their schedule, it doesn't get to get touched. It doesn't get to get moved off. I guarantee you, if one of your kids say, hey, dad is supposed to take me to practice at 5:30, dad's coming around the corner at 5:15 or 5 o'clock or whatever to make sure that he's ready and on time to take kid out the door at 5:30 because he said he was going to be there.
And he already know that mama might be a few minutes late, so he's going to be a few minutes early and then get on mama for being late. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's okay because that's what that man is supposed to be the staple. We know that y'all juggling all the house and all the kids and all the family. The man is the staple. That's why the man is the head. The man is the one that say, okay, now you're doing too much. Sit down. Breathe. We have to be that. That is our job.
I just have to say right there at that point, I hate when y'all do that.
I just hate when y'all do that. I love that men, real men do
but
that,
is,
but at the same time, I hate it.
But it is our job. It is our responsibility that when everybody else is running around out of control, it is our job to get back some semblance of control and bring normalcy back to the family and the relationship. That's our job. Whether it be a slap on the butt to get your attention, or whether it be a strong look in the face, or a stern conversation on the ride home when nobody else is in earshot to talk about our displeasure of what just happened. That is our job. Because what most people don't realize, and I tell any woman who has married a great man, most women who have married a great man have the freedom to them to do anything that they want to do under the sun. The only thing that that man asks you not to do is disrespect them in their name while you're out doing whatever the fuck it is that you're out doing. That's generally all a good man asks for. We ain't going through your phones. We ain't trying to figure out every move you make, because at the end of the day, we don't even want to be in all the shit that y'all got going on. That's why if you're supposed to be a halfway decent woman, you can cheat on a man. Why? Because we not supposed to be checking on y'all like that, because y'all got too much shit to worry about. My problem is, bitch, if you get caught, deal with the problem. Because that's when I'm gonna act a fool. But until then, listen, I tell people all the time, my wife could have done had about 98 different boyfriends as far as I'm concerned. You know how many of them I actually give a fuck about? Zero. And they're going to ask me why. I said, bro, a dude asked me the other day, do I want your wife? I said, you wouldn't want her. She's needy. My wife don't do nothing. She don't really cook that often because I don't ask her to cook. She tries to beat me to the kitchen so she can cook. She doesn't. Ain't no woman in my house taking out trash. That's just non-negotiable. A woman taking out trash in my house, I'm sorry. You can call it the 1970s if you want to.
Now, I can vouch for you on that one because you have taken my trash out. Literally in my own house, stopped me from taking trash out because the trash can was full. And he was like, oh, I got it. I was like, dude, like, it's not trash can. He's like, nope. So he real about that, y'all. He's so serious.
We got a whole orgy going now. We got a two for two. Bill Wayne, welcome to the party, my player. What's going on, Pimpin?
I'm all right, man. How y'all doing today, man?
Man, I'm good. I'm over here sipping on some peach, whatever this is. It's got me feeling real good about myself. I got these two beautiful ladies in the building. We got Yvonne, owner of Ash Emporium ET. Y'all need to hit the website, www.ashemporiumet.com. And then we also have, this is one of my favorite best friends. Like, all of y'all are my best friends. Like, it's funny. That's why I named it the Big Bad and Friend Show. Y'all are my favorite best friends. But, like, Tanya's special to me, and, like, that's why she got to be the best man at my wedding. Like, she's special to me. And the reason why is because, and I need people to hear this. You have to have people in your life who are really going to sit down with you and look you in the eye and say, hey, listen, in this moment right now, you're not shit. You're the lowest of the low. You're pond scum. That doesn't mean that you stay there, you fix your shit, and you get better. And all of y'all have done that for me at some point in life. But the way she goes about doing it, it's special. She's a healer of people. She's a person who literally takes people's issues and takes them on, but shows you not just how to be better, but shows you proven techniques that don't just work in general, but she retrofits them to work for you. Right, and it's funny because everybody's like, you need to take her class. I'm like, bitch, I've lived her class. I'm not paying for shit. Who do you think the fucking test dummy was, motherfucker? My Samuel L. Jackson voice. Like, but I believe in it. This is why people are like, oh, you doing this, I believe in my friends because I've watched them do the things that they do. Like, people don't understand. When we actually launch the sports thing, like Dwayne is going to be right there for my sports and music. Y'all don't understand. This man is so culturally eclectic. I love him. But he's an asshole. Like, if 50 Cent was his goddaddy, I would believe it. The nigga's an asshole. But he got a good heart, though. Like this the kid, this the dude that'll go, he'll go to the football game. Like, if the person who was supposed to buy the snacks fucked up, he'll go run to the store and get the shit and put it in day cooler and let them look good and shit. Like, Dwayne's that dude. Like, he won't even make, he'll be like, nah, they had already gave me the money. I just had to go to the store and get it for him. Like, I'm putting it in the cooler for him. Like, he's that dude. Like, you not what? Even going to know the person fucked up. I know this dude firsthand.
I'm about to stop doing that shit.
Nah, fuck that, bro. Nah, I'm just saying, nah, fuck that. We ain't out here.
What it is, you know, sometimes people take your kindness for a weakness.
Yeah, they do. They do.
And then they just automatically expect that's what you're going to do, even though that they forgot some shit or they didn't do some shit. So that's what it is. So I've been falling back.
But it's nothing wrong with that, nigga. I fell back for like 2 years. I done gave out so many no's in the last 2 years. Bro, when I tell you, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I don't know what's going on in y'all life, but it seems like everybody poor right now. Like, bro.
I ain't poor, but I ain't helping nobody else.
Listen, I ain't poor, but I ain't got it like that. Listen, I can't help you until I got a bank account that say 100 mil. When I get that, then maybe I can like help you with something. Cause like people getting ridiculous. I done had the weird and random text message from, hey, can I borrow $30 so I can get some cigarettes and weed? I'm just like, I don't understand how you even fixed yourself to text me that one. That didn't make sense. To all the way, can I borrow $600 so I can pay half of my rent? Bitch, you live there. I don't live there. I'm not understanding how you didn't figure that. So, again, I don't know y'all's situation and the people that need y'all and want to need y'all, but they getting a little ignorant. I've been being real disrespectful in people's inboxes lately. Like, bitch, because people just pop up out of your past. I'm like, one girl was like, can I borrow XYZ? I said, man, if you're going to borrow some money, at least you can give me the OnlyFans premium account for free. Like, give me a promo code or something.
Nah, this is the funny shit. A motherfucker. I had a family member call me out of the blue. I didn't even understand how they even got my number. Because my number really ain't changed, but I guess they just so happened to just get my, you know what I mean, just called me and asked me to cash app them $5. I said, what the fuck you going to do with $5? Really?
Where do you live at where $5 is still like something you can ask for? You can't even ask for that in gas no more, bro. Like, what are you trying to go get penny candy from back in the day? Like, I just, what you doing?
It was for beer.
For beer?
Beer.
Man, come on. See, we wilding, y'all.
But it was funny because I said, wait, hold on. I said, me cash apping you $5. Now, mind you, do you understand for you to get it that day, they're going to take off, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? For you to get it in minutes, they're going to take off an X amount of, you know what I mean, percentage off of that, $5. So then you're going to turn around and only get $4.20. So you ain't got $5. So you still fucked.
That's his bad.
Don't fuck with me, ask me for nothing small. But don't ask me nothing big either.
So like,
over $20, I'm not giving you a dollar.
So like, because I don't want to ask Dwayne this question because I already know his fucked up response, because we was getting his fucked up response last show. What makes a man? And he like, I already know his answer. My dick. So we don't need. I don't need his fucked up responses at all right now. Matter of fact, let me mute him for a minute because I know I got some questions that I'm gonna ask y'all, and I know Dwayne's answer is gonna be real disrespectful anyway because that's who he is, and I love my friend. But so let me ask you this, and I want an honest response from you guys, and I know y'all been giving an honest response, but this is gonna be one of those ones where you might already know the answer because you thought about it before, or like you might need a second. So either one of y'all can go first if you already have an answer. And in light of being with your husband specifically, let's take your husband off the table. Let's take the experience of that love off the table. Like you don't know nothing. But so let's go back to that moment when you were looking for a mate. Not necessarily looking, but single, not in a relationship. That person hasn't appeared in your life yet. Let's go to the moment in your life where that person hasn't showed up, right? What traits then were you looking for then that you are happy that you have in your mate now? Even if they didn't even if they didn't necessarily truly have that skill or that trait then, but they've mastered it and have it now. Go. Either one can go first.
Man that has his own. And that goes, that's a real big, broad thing, but a man that has his own and stands his own 2 feet.
Ooh. He put 10 toes down up there. Okay. I got it. You ain't got the... If you don't get that explanation as a person, you just don't get that one. She need a dude that's 10 toes down in the paint. He got it, and he can go get it, and he gonna go get it with her. I get it. All right, Coach Tanya.
Call me a little bit of an old school junkie. Chivalry.
Mm.
Yes, honey.
My husband.
Yes.
Yeah, my husband is from deep in Mississippi. So this is how I tell him I'm mad at him. I will open my own car door.
Ooh, yeah.
If I open my own car door, it is World War II. He will look at me like, so you mad, huh? What's wrong with you? But a man of true chivalry where it's, you know, we're heading out to dinner, you're picking up the tab, you're opening my car door. I am not allowed to touch my trash. Let me be walking on the opposite side of the street when we're walking through the Target parking lot and I'm walking toward the cars. He will look at me like, what are you doing? Get your ass over there. I belong on this side of the street. But the chivalry for me is something that I would have looked for before, but it's something that I am so grateful for now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen, amen. I say amen.
Listen, I get angry. Well, listen, I'll be on the phone with people, and I'll see women taking the trash out, and I know that there's a man or men living in the house, and I'd be angry. And they'd be like, what's wrong? I'm just like, there is no reason that a male was present in that house and a woman took the trash out. Like,
bruh,
for the life of me.
There's one thing about that, too, is this right here. For women that are at that place right now in their life where they don't have that man that love like that, but they want it, when they get with a man, if he is visiting you at your home, and you are going to take your trash out and stuff like that, and he don't get up and take it from you, red flag. And the women that have had to do that on their own don't pay attention to that. They don't see that chivalry. Oh, I'm strong. I'm going to do it on my own. No, that is a man being a real man. It's not that you can't do it. He believes that you don't have to. He's going to do that for you.
Yvonne, I'm going to tell you how crazy I am, right? I was going through a rough situation situation. So I called Tanya up. I was like, hey, can I stay at your place for like 30 days? She was like, cool, no problem. I came in that weekend. When she went to work and came back home from work Monday, ask her what her house looked like.
My house was clean. I already know you clean.
Girl, I already know.
I'm talking about my house. My house was scrubbed. It was something. Listen, if there he could do nothing else, you would swear he is somebody's housewife. Because, I mean, he can cook and he can clean. Because I went to work. Me and Corey went to work. We came back. The house was clean. Dinner on. Mind you, I had children. It wasn't just dinner cooked for us. It was dinner cooked for my kids, my entire family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was good, too.
Girl.
That's a skill.
That boy how to cook, okay?
That was the skill that my mom said that I needed to have. She said, you have four sisters, and they're younger than you. You need to be able to take care of your sisters. You should at least be able to make sure the house is taken care of and feed them and put them in the bed. If you can't do anything else, you should be able to feed them and put them in the bed. And I said, okay, what do I cook? She said, it's food in the refrigerator. Figure it out.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ma'am, you do realize that. But okay, we finna get in here. Okay. What the fuck do we got up here? Okay, we got, day one, we got cereal, so we started with cereal. And then I realized we had some oatmeal up there and some grits, and so I started going over to my, every chance I got, I would go over to my grandma nanny's house, and I would ask my grandma nanny, because my grandma nanny was the cook in the family. So I would ask my grandma nanny how to make something, and every day she would show me how to make it from scratch. If we had to go to the garden and get certain vegetables out the garden, most days she would say, hey, DJ, go out there and get me a couple of this, a couple of that, a couple of whatever. I go out there and I pick it, and I come back in and we wash it and we clean it and we talk, and she'd tell me stories about the early 1900s, and we would cook. This is why I understand so much about history. She taught me history and how to cook at the same time. We sat back and my very first conversation with her, we were talking about last week's Black History person, which was James Baldwin. And she actually had seen him speak at a debate at a local college. And she was telling me just how nice he was and how open he was and how he had came back to the church and had dinner that night, and just how much he taught about, as a community, we have to be willing to work hard as a community in order to live great as a community. If we want to separate ourselves, we can, but understand the struggle to be separate is just as much as the struggle to be together. These were the things that she was saying he was teaching. So now I'm going to go listen to his records even more. And so that's why I say the relationships that we have being around men who believe, because if I tell people all the time, I know I haven't met Yvonne's husband, I'm waiting to meet him. But I can tell you, Corey's a teacher all the time. When Corey learns something, the first thing he do is teach his family.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And if it's for Tanya, he'll teach Tanya. If it's for the kids, he'll teach the kid. If it's for a specific set of kids, he'll teach that specific set of kids. But he's teaching. He's making sure that that information is passed down to somebody that can directly use it and do something with it. If somebody has the skill, they're harnessing those skills. Like, I already know my goddaughter out in Texas is cooking her little ass off. I know. I follow Cass, and I see all the stuff that she makes. We pick up things along the way, people. We get better. We get better because of the men around us. I'm as good as I am today because Dwayne, being the asshole that he is, has always come to me all the time and said, man, fuck that shit, bro. You got this. Now, a couple of times I thought the shit that he was saying, we got this shit on, this nigga was about to send me to jail, but it's not the point. It's not the point. We accomplished it anyway. And that's all I'm saying. If ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to have a, any woman that's worth her salt will tell you she was raised by a good man and she probably married a good man. Regardless of his shortcomings or his faults, he was a father first and a husband second. But he was always a father. No matter what happens in the relationship, you don't never get to stop being a father. That term doesn't get to get turned off because you don't feel good. That term doesn't get to get turned off because you had a bad day at work. That term doesn't get to get turned off because your job forgot to put a paycheck in the mail. That term doesn't
right.
get to turn off because the relationship is going sour between mom and dad.
A father's a
father. A father's a father. There is something special about a father's relationship. And I don't take anything from the mother because a mother's relationship is needed. It's, to me, it's the most crucial relationship that a child can have. I tell people all the time, the reason why I wanted my wives all to be stay-at-home moms is because I believe that the mother's role in a child's life is paramount. But that father's role is crucial. There are women right now marrying and dating the wrong men because they have daddy issues.
Ooh, yeah, that's a whole big old subject right there.
There is rape and molestation going on in certain families because daddies aren't present, or the daddies that are present are the problem.
Even we could go on to that too, where even some of the women that I've dealt with, that their father was present or is present, he wasn't. I don't know. He wasn't the best person, I guess, to them, or he showed a different side or whatever the fuck, and they just bring that trauma with them to their relationships.
Yeah.
And that shit is crazy. And
see, I have so many counseling sessions of that situation, of daddy issues or daddy trauma or whatever the case may be. That is one of the biggest things. Coach Tanya, when you deal with therapy, is that a big issue with some of the issues that you find with some of your female clients?
That is a huge issue. Probably amongst the top three when they're allowing their past to dictate their present and their future. Regardless of what the trauma was, where the trauma was, who it was with, allowing
mm-hmm.
their past to dictate what's going on now and to
yeah.
dictate their future, in a sense.
Yeah, because a lot of these women bring, I don't want to say a lot, but majority do, bring their past relationships into their newer one. And they don't know how it feels. So if the person is being good to them or feeling, you know what I'm saying, they're showing them a certain thing, they take that as something, like as a weakness in the man because he's not being as strong and dominant as she wants him to, as she wants him to be, you know, even though he's being dominant. But he has his own way of working things through. So it's a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying, that us guys go through that got to deal with y'all guys, y'all women, with y'all own issues. So it's that's why we argue so much.
Ladies,
I was just getting ready to comment on that because that means that there is a lack of communication because
yeah.
another stigma amongst, especially our black men, is the inability to communicate effectively, the inability to say exactly what is on their mind to their mate to let them know, listen, this is what I'm struggling with. We have an issue with our black men feeling like they can't be transparent to the black woman, and it's a true problem in relationships.
Yeah. Even myself.
But it can go, but it goes both ways. It goes both ways, though.
Oh, I struggle with it all the time. I tell my wife all the time the biggest thing for a man to do is to love a woman and not hurt a woman, because words hurt too. And so a lot of times, like even with myself, like I try to find more nurturing ways to express the same sentiment without it becoming condescending or demoralizing. And that's not always easy, because
exactly.
That's not easy to catch in yourself, because you don't always recognize that what you're saying is. And one of the things that, like, I'll tell you ladies this. One of the things that I love, like you say, Tanya, y'all, we find ways to effectively communicate. One of the things that we have, I took from one of my favorite TV shows of How I Met Your Mother, and it was from Marshall and Lily's relationship. Whenever one wants to really talk, they have this thing where they basically say it's pause, and then the other person, they did. The only thing I didn't like about it is they didn't express. We say pause, and the other person gets the opportunity to express themselves. Without being interrupted, without being cut off, the other person has to completely be radio silent. They don't get a response. They don't get to say anything. They don't get to have any feelings, no reaction. They have to basically be numb and listen. That person gets to completely just dump. And sometimes you need that too. Believe it or not, sometimes people need to get that hurt, frustrational energy off of them, and sometimes they just need you to hear it. They don't even need you to process it. They just need you to hear it.
Absolutely. You know what? That is such a powerful statement, because my husband and I just had a discussion the other day where it was, because automatically he will go into fix-it mode. If I'm letting something off of my chest, he will automatically go into fix-it mode, and it's into advice-given mode. And I had to kind of let him know, I'm not seeking your advice. I'm not seeking for you to help me fix it. I really just need your ear to listen.
Mm-hmm. We struggle. We're men. We struggle.
We struggle with that one part, because we are men, and we are fix it people. So we go out to fix it, but yet again, we don't know how to fix it.
Dwayne, ain't no woman finna be in our life struggling. You know that.
Exactly.
That's just not happening. All right, guys, we are at
but
the
back,
end of the
But back to his comment, though, it does go both ways. Back to his comment, because women struggle too. I've learned how to clarify what I've heard. Because sometimes Corey would talk to me about something that he's trying to say, and sometimes I will take it the wrong way. So what I have a habit of doing now is, what I heard you say was X, Y, and Z. Did I get that right? Just to clarify what I heard before I respond.
Well, listen, let's not talk about that one, because, baby, when I go back and ask my wife, hey, what you think I said on that? And she repeats that, what she told, you know what I'm saying? Like, how the fuck you get that?
Exactly. Exactly.
I just be sitting there with the, like, the look on my face like, wait, how the fuck did you get there?
Because it's always the play on words. It's just the words.
All right, y'all, we're at the last 5 minutes of the show, y'all. We got to get ready to get up out of here. It was fun, man. I didn't know Dwayne was going to be here. He just made it extra great. I appreciate y'all all for coming in. We have so much to do in the upcoming year. All of you guys are important to me. I want to make sure that all of you guys are on schedule, on plan for what we're going to do. But in the meantime, in between time, we will talk about all that off air. Y'all know what we do when we get ready to get out of here. Each person give the word of the day. Please give this word in direction of either being a man or to a man or someone who has to deal with the man. I don't care how you preface it, but let's make it about men today. Dwayne, you first up, pimping.
As a man, just try to, how can I say it, just listen. most of the time just listening. It's not always about the words that she's saying. It's more about the body language. So just go out there, just observe. You know what I mean? Just keep your eyes open for the mood things. Because that's the shit that always get us in trouble. So just keep your eyes open, man, and always try to verbalize what you're feeling at the same time. So yeah, that's my thing.
Coach T, you got 45 seconds.
You know what? For our men, I'm going to say hold his space. That's really meant on so many different levels, because our men face things that are said and unsaid. You never know in what area you may need to be there or step in as a woman. Therefore, hold his space. Allow him that wiggle room. Allow him the ability to fall short and make mistakes, but love him anyway.
That love him anyway part, that's dope right there. Miss Yvonne, my tea goddess. I know you sell all types of other things, but you know me, I'm a tea nut, so that's where I'm stuck at. My tea goddess, give it to me.
Give your husband a cup of tea, or your man, and kiss him on the forehead and let him know that you love him. Don't badger him. Say your piece and let him work it out. But understand your role is to stand there next to him while he's working it out. Two sets of hands is better than one. But make sure you know your place when you're supposed to stick your hand in something that he's dealing with and when you're not supposed to stick your hand in it. Don't try to take and make it what you want. Let him create what it is that he wants and listen to him, because it ain't always about you, ladies. It's about that man and how he wants to grow and develop. So be there for him. Give him a nice cup of tea. And sit there and listen and what it is that he got planned. And don't try to make it nothing else but what it is that he has got planned.
I thought about a lot of words when I wanted to look at, whether it be provide, whether it be whatever. And the one word that I kept getting over and over and over when I looked at men that I saw that were leaders, men that I saw that I wanted to emulate, men that I saw that I just wanted to have a small quotient of who they were. And the word was intentional. Men, be intentional. If you're going to lead, intend to lead. If you're going to follow, intend to follow. If you're going to be the voice of reason, intend to be the voice of reason. Show up with intent and purpose. Be intentional. I love y'all. We'll be back next Sunday, same time. Different topic, and we're going to get into a little festivities for the holiday season, and we got some raffles and some giveaways. We got some poetry events and different things coming up. So I love y'all. Y'all be safe. Thank you, Yvonne. Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you, Tanya. Thank you, production manager. Thank you, Roundtable Family Productions, SCB Catering, Uppity Edibles, The Photo Bomb, Motivation Magnify, Ash Emporium, trying to get all the businesses out there that we are affiliated and associated with it. Thank you, Luxuria. Thank you for all of our sponsors, all of our advertisement crew. Thank you. Have a great night. God bless y'all. We'll holla.